Okay, so I was watching a financial education channel today, and it hit me like a ton of bricks what's really happening here. And he said it, but he didn't say it in code. And if you think about it, everything has to, if you really meditate on this, it might take you 10 years, but you meditate on how everything's connected through a pattern. But anyway, he was talking about the stock market swing volatility, right? The volatility, VOL, are the first three letters. Volume, volute, it goes back to turn. It goes back to the Turing machine. Actually goes back to anyway, it doesn't really matter. I'll do another video on that one. But anyway, it's the Turing machine, the turning. And so what is the stock market? The stock market is a sine wave just like everything else. The sine wave, the sin wave. Now, I'm giving you the code. I'm not attacking women. And I'm really not even talking about the saved women. I'm talking about the unsaved woman. And I'm actually talking about the unsaved Adam. The old Adam versus the new Adam. Because Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. She's the flesh side of man. And so Eve is looking for that stability because... So Eve has the curves in her body, right? So the sine wave is the curve, right? And the wave, when you look at a sine wave, it's up and down, it's fickle, up and down, up and down. It's drama, Draco Ma, drama, flesh mind, unstable. And so the only way to take the sine wave and stabilize is to nail it to the cross. And you can only do it by faith. But anyway, the typology is that Eve represents the sine wave and Adam represents the pole or the post. And so the post is upright and Eve is horizontal. Notice I said horizontal, I didn't say horizontal. The same thing. Eve is horizontal because she had sex, spiritual sex with the devil, right? And she dropped everybody down into time. So time is the repeat cycle. So we're just seeing a repeat cycle. So what's happening? This is the election year. This is the election year, and Trump and whoever's fighting for re-election, right? So when things got really bad, like that education channel said today, that when the stock market crashed a long time ago, that's when Hitler was able to come to power, right? And 2020 is TT or double cross. So what's happening here is they're experimenting, especially the left. There's a temptation probably for Trump to either be a dictator and fix this, or for him to let the American people be free and let them fix it. And you're going to have somebody always trying to get in power to be like a dictator, right? And you see this year, Vladimir Putin, is changing the Constitution so he can extend his rulership. And so because of the chaos and the insanity, Putin is another Hitler, right? But Trump believes in the free market and man being free, but there's a pull to try to do the Draco Law on everybody, right? Put everybody under quarantine, put everybody under lockdown. That's the Draco side of the devil, the flesh mind. So when Eve's mama and daddy's kicking her out of the house, she starts to get scared. So she's looking for her a baby daddy, right? Eve's mom and daddy's kicking her out of the house, so she's got to find her a baby daddy to take care of her, right? And so if she rushes too fast, she's going to get a Hitler. Just like they, if she doesn't walk by faith, she's going to get a Hitler. But if she's patient and she walks by faith, then God can send her the true leader that's going to stabilize her in love and truth. Now, no man is perfect, just like no woman's perfect. No man is perfect. And everybody, just like the most spirit-filled woman, she's going to have days where she probably has a Jezebel spirit in her. And the most saved, the most spirit-filled man, he might have some Hitler in him if he's in the flesh, you know. And so, you know, a spirit-filled person is going to be convicted, though, and they're going to make it right, you know. And so what we're seeing here is the stock market's going up and down, up and down, up and down. Why? Because there's an election. And it's not necessarily that somebody's doing it. It's just the fractal of the universe. And you saw when Eve went and she instead of her trusting God, she went to the devil side, right? And what did the devil do? He deceived her. And he lied to her. And he gaslighted her. And then she gaslighted Adam. She tried to gaslight Adam. Of this store is open. And so, I don't think this store is open. Nobody's out and about. Let's see if this store is open. So the stock market. Okay, so back to what I was saying. I found they are open. So Eve is a piece cut off. I've got the flu right now. I don't know if it's corona or what, but I've got the flu. And it's rough. So Eve is a piece cut off, right? Just like the human is a piece cut off from God, God made man in his image, right? And so God made man in the natural, the 3D. God is a spirit, but he made copies of himself through Jesus. The archetype of all things. So.
Hello.
Hey.
We don't have unswitched.
I'm going to get through this. I'm going to get through this recording if it kills me, because this is so important. So when he's talking about Hitler, and so Hitler took power. Hitler is the Draco, right? It's the flesh ruler. So the Germans, they rushed into finding a leader to stabilize them, right? They rushed in to find a leader to stabilize them. And so the chaos right now that you see in the stock market is basically just fear, right? She didn't want to make any tea, which I understood. Any sweet, unsweet tea. But anyway. So the chaos is everybody's living in fear. As soon as somebody makes a stand. See, the media is part of the Draco mind system. The media, see what's happening is the devil wants to destabilize. The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy. And so the devil wants people committing suicide. The devil wants people sick. The devil wants... So all this stuff... See, the Democrats are kind of like the Germans right now. They believe a lot. They want socialism. They believe a lot. They want a Hitler to give them that fake reality. They want to be, because they're gaslighting themselves. Listen, the Democrats are gaslighting themselves in this fake reality when it's really a sacrificial redemptive system based on the lamb slain before the foundation world. But they don't believe in Jesus, so they're believing that fake reality. And so what's happening is the Democrats are gaslighting themselves, and they want a Hitler. They want a socialistic Hitler. And they think they're going to be free, but they're going to be a slave, just like China, just like what's that state down there in the South America? Just like North Korea, just like China. It starts with an N. That state down there in South America, what's the name of it? It crashed and burned. So the Democrats want to be, they want a lie. They want to believe a lie. They want a leader that's going to lie to them. That's what they want. They want a socialism liar, Hitler. And that's what's happening right now, is the media is causing chaos because the devil wants a Hitler and he's trying to put a Hitler in office. Because if the devil can put a Hitler in office, he can cause more chaos in the whole world, right? That's what's happening. So what's Trump going through? Am I going to be a dictator and send out martial law and shut everything down? Or am I going to let the free market and the free man solve its, trust God, solve itself, you know? You know that's a bioweapon. You know it. Deep down in your heart, you know that this coronavirus is a bioweapon. And they sent out that bioweapon because they're trying to put another Hitler in office. That's all. They don't want stability. They want chaos, because if they can get chaos and get you in a fear mode, and that they can put a Hitler in office. And so Eve, she wants a baby daddy because she's being kicked out of the house. She's afraid of this man's world, this big, bad, evil world out here. She's afraid. And so she wants somebody stable. And so the stock market right now is looking for some stability, trying to find a stable leader, a stable position, a stable, you know, what's your position in the stock? Why do they call it position? P-O-S-I-T, sit. What's your position? The stock market is looking for a stable situation. Just like Eve is looking for a stable man. And so when she sees a stable man, she wants to marry that man. It's not really love, because it says husbands love your wife as Christ. She can learn to love the husband, just like you can learn to love your family when you're born into it. But most of the time, that's why the Bible says wives respect your husbands. And it says husbands love your wives. She wants to be loved. It's not really that she loves the man, because the flesh side doesn't really know what love is. It's built into her. It's built in her to find somebody stable who's not going to let her Jezebel him, usurp him. And so that's part of the process too. A woman's trying to see if she can Jezebel the man, because if she can, that means he's weak. But if he stands firm and she can't Jezebel him, then he's strong. And they'll try to take you down. They'll try to put you in jail. When you got a Jezebel, she's trying to usurp you and destabilize you. And that, if it's a woman who's not spirit-filled, she's doing it because it's built into her. Her desire shall be to rule over Adam. Her desire shall be to her husband to rule him, right? Turn him into an Ahab. And she don't know. And with this society, she don't even know what to think right now. With the Trump being, look, with this society, Jezebel don't know what to think when she can't manipulate you, right? She has no other tool, right? Jezebel, if you put God first, and it's not the woman, it's the whole machine. If you put God first, they speak evil of you because you don't run with them to the same excess of right, right? So it's a fractal holographic truth. Let me put this on pause. I'm about to start. So the material realm is the fickle realm. The spirit realm is the power. So it doesn't matter if it's a a saved woman or a saved man, if they're walking in the Spirit, they're going to be steady state, right? And especially if they submit to their authority, because God works through authority. And so, I actually saw this. When a man marries a woman, God supernaturally changes him and empowers him to be in that position. He will raise that man up spiritually. He'll grow really fast spiritually in all different ways. Because God is using that man to be a leader and a provider, you know. I've seen it. I've experienced it. God will change a man really fast when he gets married and turn him into a leader. Now, the material realm is the fickle realm, right? Trump has to go to the spirit realm. He can't be looking at China and other nations. He's got to make a decision from God. We all know that Trump is narcissistic, or was, and God is slow and still is, but God is knocking that out of him. You can actually see it. He's depending on other people now. Think about all that he's been through. He needed lawyers. Now he needs the doctors. He needs now he's called the hedge fund people. He's becoming more dependent on people because he's forced to be. And a narcissistic person can't stand that, you know. They want to be in the spotlight, right? So you can actually see God working in Trump, moving him away from narcissism into love for the people, you know. If he gets reelected, he might, I mean, notice, he's not even mad at Pelosi. This is way far worse than Pelosi. If he gets reelected, he's learning to love. What's happening is he's learning to love even the liberals, you know. Not that he has to agree well, but he can, you know, the Bible says love your enemy as and give them, love your enemy and give them bread and water. And he's even saying we all have to pull together. He's trying to take the lead and find the middle path. He don't want to lock down the country like a Hitler. But he also don't want to release it because so many people will die and get sick. But he knows if he doesn't unlock it, a lot of people will commit suicide. So he's having to make a decision down the middle. A lot of people say, well, the left-right is evil. Yeah, left-right is like a cult. But the left versus the right is a Turing machine to birth in Christ in you. Trump's being pushed to balance the left and the right. So he's really being pushed. He's pushing out the baby, right? The market is pushing out the baby. The economy is pushing out the baby. The coronavirus is pushing out the next leader. There's a leader being birthed. Whether it's Trump or somebody else, there's a leader being birthed. And those people who want to be in leadership, who've never been in leadership, they don't even know what leaders, how much. You know how hard it is to be a leader when you got people under you that don't, you sacrifice for those people and they don't care? You sacrifice for the people underneath you and they don't even know the sacrifices that you go through. And you talk about You talk about all that's love. So we're all being taught to love. Love our enemy, love our neighbor as ourselves. Love God. That's what this whole thing's to love. And so the people are gonna have to start helping each other get food, feed each other and all that stuff. I noticed an uptick on my website that I built. I'm not making money on that website. I'm paying it myself. I noticed an uptick in one day of like 200 visitors in one day. So what's happening is people are looking for some stability. And it's not just women, people in general. They're looking for some stability. They're looking for a leader. They're looking for somebody that's going to be upright and stable and stand firm no matter what hits them, right? No matter what hits them. So that's the purpose of a pastor, the purpose of a boss, the purpose of a husband, the purpose of a senator, a president, somebody who's going to be stable in the middle of a bunch of waves hitting them. Because the whole world is waves, right? And so the whole world is looking for leadership to stabilize and fight against that devil. Because it's all demonic. When you realize the liberals have been deceived by the devil, you start to feel sorry for them because they believed the lie. And you realize that Hitler's, if the liberals are left unchecked, then they will get a Hitler to be their leader. And that Hitler will cause more people to die than anything. Maybe Trump has some Hitler in him and God is trying to purge him from that and get some of that out of him. And he's having to learn it through a big lesson. I don't know. I don't know the man personally. But it looks like everybody's afraid of him. You know how a narcissist is in leadership. Everybody's afraid to speak up to him. But the ones who do speak up, they get fired. Now, sometimes, if you speak up too much, you're in the wrong. A leader has things that they're doing that you don't know. You don't know all the puzzle pieces. You know, you don't know everything that's going on. So a leader has decisions you don't even know about. So when you try to usurp a leader, you don't even know what you're doing. Because there's too many variables. Unless you're in that position, you don't know what's going on. Long story short, the market is looking for stability. And so if people start investing, work more hours if you have to, work two jobs, start investing now, the stocks are low, and start investing a little bit each day, a little bit each week, and it's going to stabilize if you're not going along with the drama. So you can tell that so many people are in the drama because of the volatility. Why are you following the drama? It's all lies. It's all fake anyway. This whole reality is fake. It's a hologram. Why are you letting it? There's an episode online. Now, the lady went into virtual reality and she told one of the players inside. She said, "This is this seems real." And the other player said, "Yeah, it does." A little bit later, the player comes back up. She said, "This seems really real, doesn't it?" "What are you talking about?" So the player got so immersed in the game, the 3D virtual reality, that they forgot it was just a game. And so that tells you the whole reality is a game, and it's the drama, the cube game, the 666 cube flesh mind game, is keeping people so much in the game that they forget that this is temporary. This is going to burn up. You know it's virtual because it's going to burn up. And there's going to be new heaven and new earth. This is a virtual reality. And you get too close to it because you set your affections on things below instead of above. And so that's why we have so much volatility, because you got a bunch of fickle people. Instead of looking at the spirit, they're looking at the flesh. Instead of walking by faith, they're walking by sight. You understand what I'm saying?